let's get to a feel-good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
A guy named Donnie found a wallet in the middle of the street in Wyandotte, Michigan, made it his mission to make sure it got back to its owner.
Nice.
Michelle Johnson looked through her surveillance video Monday, saw the stranger standing on her porch holding her son's wallet. Didn't know what to think at first, but Donnie was running errands for work, took the time to deliver the wallet. It belonged to her 25-year-old son, had $100 in tips he earned at his job. So Donnie ended up leaving the message on the doorbell camera and hid it behind some decor on the porch.
He had held up a wallet into our camera.
I found this wallet on 17th.
I was on 17th Street, seen it in the middle of the road, and yeah, I just found the ID, and I was like, you know what, yeah, gotta get this back.
I almost cried. I know that sounds silly, but it was nice.
Aw.
He said that he once had his wallet stolen and nobody returned it. He lost his wallet. Nobody returned it. So he wanted to do for them what nobody did for him, which is really, really sweet. It stinks when you have something stolen. Just the other night, we were at a gym in Middletown, and one of the parents of a kid on my son's team, we come back out and to our cars and we're getting ready to leave. Her driver's side window had been smashed in.
Aww.
Her work laptop, work bag,
yeah,
her wallet
stinks.
From the glove box was all stolen.
Yeah.
And my car was like directly across from hers, but I didn't have anything left out. It just really, you know, stinks when something like that happens. So, you know, when it comes to a lost wallet, you know, someone just simply finding it and returning it can make a big difference.
For sure. For sure.
Yeah. See the full story at WDJX.com.